There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's On Your Mind, 6 past the hour. I'm Scott Hinnon, and Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here from 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Boomin' to the Bakken, and 1460 KLTC, bringing you today's What's On Your Mind program. Continuing our conversation with two individuals that are among those that have testified on this bill before the North Dakota legislature, known as Senate Bill 2279. It's being debated right now in the House between the committee and the full House vote. It is Senate Bill 2279, a bill that would change or add the definition of discrimination, add sexual orientation in the discrimination criteria, along with race, color, religion, sex, national origin, and age, to North Dakota law. One supporter that testified in favor of this bill, Fargo Realtor, testified that if it fails for a third time, because this is the third session in a row it's been debated, that legislators will be sending a very clear message, and that is that they encourage discrimination in North Dakota. That from a supporter of the bill. Mother from Wimbledon, North Dakota, that traveled to testify against the bill, said doing this would create a law that strips tens of thousands of people of their constitutional right to follow their conscience under God without legal repercussions. Who's right? Questions for our guests. Welcome on the program. They include the Christopher Dotson from the North Dakota Catholic Conference and Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance that are with us today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before the break, we had someone call and say that they talked to someone that said a lot of the calls were in favor of this. And Chris, I think you wanted to add something to that. Or Tom, I forget which, wanted to weigh in before we move on here.
Yes, probably me. I think... It's safe to say that 90% of the people that call in and send emails in favor of the bill are simply expressing their view about sexual orientation discrimination. They feel it's bad, and they're expressing that view. They're not really talking about the bill because they don't know the details of the bill. And this is not about how we feel about discrimination of any kind. This is about legislation that gives the power of the state to take action against businesses, religious organizations, individuals, and so on, and opens up the right to sue. And it has a number of details. It's a long bill. It's not about how we feel about discrimination against this bill, and I'm hoping that legislators understand and can explain to constituents, I oppose discrimination, but this is not what this is about.
Okay, I need the definition of discrimination, too, as it pertains to this debate. Because, Tom, in other words, I'm with Chris, and I'm with the people that are calling saying, hey, discrimination's a bad thing, right? If I'm going to discriminate you just specifically because I do not like the sexual orientation, I get that. On the other hand, what about somebody that says, look, I own a home, and I want to be able to decide who, I rent that home to, and I don't care to do that to somebody that, is involved in a relationship that I don't agree, whether that be, unmarried couple trying to live there, or whether that be a same-sex couple that live there. Should I have the right to be able to say, I don't want you to live there? In other words, is that discrimination?
Well, today, I believe, and Chris can help me out here on the legal side of it, I think, if you have a unit that is four or less, which means that you have a home with a basement apartment or a unit with four or less, you have that opportunity today to make that decision. I think where we get misconstrued here is when we're talking about the apartment owners and so forth. They rent to everyone. So the folks that are saying that they're being removed or kicked out because of that, I find that very, very unlikely that would ever occur. The people that have just one or two or three units, they do have just the right that you shared right now. And, of course, that could very much be jeopardized by passing this bill.
Chris, anything you want to add to that?
The problem here is that the word discrimination has, through the decades, recent decades, been given a connotation in people's minds that it's always a bad thing. But we discriminate all the time. Maybe we call it differentiate. Every law differentiates. People differentiate. Religions differentiate. It's just when it rises to a level where it's based on something like race and sex and ethnicity, do we, the law needs to step in and say, well, that's wrongful discrimination. It's bothering that in this discussion we've really changed the meaning of words so much, including sexual orientation, so that, oh, if you discriminate, that's bad. Well, we deny services all the time. No shirt, no shoes, no service, all that stuff. Laws do it. People do it. We say you can't drive unless you're age 16. Now it's age 16. You know, we do it all the time for reasons. The question is whether it's just or unjust discrimination. And then the second question is, does it justify the state getting involved and giving it special protection?
Right. And meanwhile, I've asked, I did yesterday, for examples of where this is a huge problem. And I hear much more concerns on if you pass this bill, here will be ramifications of it, like the examples you cited previously, than the benefit, which seems to be very, very limited because there isn't much of a problem here. It's my take. But let's get some calls in here that have been waiting to weigh in. Anastasia in Northeast North Dakota, you're up on What's on Your Mind for our guests.
Hello, Scott and Christopher. I appreciate you taking my call. What I would like to know is if the proponents of this bill are giving us a specific definition of sexual orientation, because in my mind, that is a wide open, it's possible to attach sexual orientation to all kinds of things. And I just want to know if they are providing a specific definition for the legality of this bill.
Yeah, I can answer that.
Go ahead, Christopher. Yep.
Okay, here's what the bill says. Sexual orientation means actual or perceived heterosexuality, bisexuality, homosexuality, or gender identity. Now, three of those terms, heterosexuality, bisexuality, and homosexuality, are not defined. So that's left undefined. Gender identity is defined as, actual or perceived gender-related identity, appearance, or mannerisms, or other gender-related characteristics of an individual, regardless of the individual's designated gender at birth. You know, I'm a lawyer, and that both of those leave a lot of open questions. But the one thing that's clear is that it doesn't deal with a person's true orientation. The only way this can become actionable, to use a legal term in a sense, is if we're talking about acts, mannerisms, conduct, which would include sexual acts outside of marriage.
Wow. Yeah, you are right. It leaves a never-ending road.
Well, I mean, there'd be a lot of happy lawyers anyway. Anastasia, appreciate the call. Thank you. Wayne and Keene, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
We're here, Wayne. Go ahead. Good morning. We could hear you. Maybe Wayne couldn't hear us.
What was that all about?
Maybe just want to tell us good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I got the cue. We'll roll on this. Okay. Now, when it comes down to a person practicing their religion without the possible ramifications of anything legal happening, so if we're not calling what is possibly going to take place discrimination, and it would be protected under a law, Well, let's take a look at Sharia law. Should those people be able to practice their religion without a religious or an intervention from the government, some type of legal ramifications? I don't think so. I think, you know, despite the whole even rights and everything, this is it's more of a religious thing than it is a gay rights thing. You know what I mean? I'm not gay. I don't discriminate against people because of their sexual orientation or anything like that, and I would be happy to do business with anybody. But, you know, that lady that was supposed to make the flower arrangement for the gay man, you know, she wasn't asked to participate in a celebration. She was asked to contract a service to him. And whether she agreed with his sexual orientation or not, you know, I think it would be a wise business decision to stay out of people's personal lives. And even if they offer that information, really it's irrelevant to you providing a service or contracting for them. You know, I don't think that gets in the way of your religious beliefs at all.
Brian, thank you for the call. If you want to hang on for your answer, we'll give Tom and Chris a chance to address it on the other side of the break. 800-228-0550. Last segment with our guest coming up. Straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Here's a word from our Go Bison sponsor, the First International Bank of Trust, bringing you the studios live from Frisco, Texas today. You know, the heritage of First International Bank is really something when you think about it. They've been doing this since 1910, delivering on that mission of helping dreams come true one customer at a time, banking locally, responsibly, just as they always have. They continue to make that a priority, support individuals and communities where they live and work, with 22 locations, 16 in North Dakota, 3 in Minnesota, 3 in Arizona. We're talking about local lenders, personal bankers, trusted investment representatives, mortgage officers, insurance agents. And coming in 2015, an exciting year for First International Bank of Trust, a new location in Minot and North Hill. And look for another location in the home state of North Dakota for breaking ground as well. Continually looking for new products and services to offer you their wonderful customers. Whether you need personal, business, or farm credit, the local lenders will provide personal, professional attention and walk you through all types of loans available to help you choose the best fit. And Go Bison from First International Bank and Trust.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind. We continue with our conversation about Senate Bill 2279. Christopher Dodson, North Dakota Catholic Conference. Tom Fryer, North Dakota Family Alliance. You're going to talk to Dane Jackson, one of the coaches for the UND hockey team at the bottom of the hour, and update you on a number of our other stories that we're following today as well. Big news day. A lot going on. the crash in France of the German plane, raising a lot of questions now. I believe it was intentionally crashed by the pilot. U.S. military has charged Sergeant Bergdahl with desertion. We've got a lot of things we're following today. So, and a lot of these conversations are continuing on our Facebook page. Check it out. We're still trying to track down this woman from Hebron that, along with her husband and five kids, wants to have you donate to her so she and her husband and kids can leave North Dakota because they don't feel welcome here and have been.
Man, somebody donated $300.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't the idea of bringing this story up, but one of our listeners is ponied up $300, so they feel bad. I want some more information first on this story. But anyway, okay, before the break, we were talking to Chris or Tom. Did you want to respond to the caller we were chatting with going into the break there?
I appreciate Brian's question, and the way I look at it, Bernal or the Forest had a constitutional right, First Amendment right of not just religion but expression, and that, in my mind, Chris can comment, but my non-lawyer, that trumps any of the sexual orientation statutory law. And so in this case, she surely had that right. And I think that brings up the bigger issue here. I think the misconception about this bill once in a while is that we're pitting the employer against the employee, or in this case, an owner against a customer, an apartment owner against a renter. That's not really it. What is attempting to be done in this bill here is to give special status and privilege, elevated status to a group, and then that's really at the expense of the freedom of everyone. So in this case, it would punish the citizen, in this case, this forest, if they don't surrender their constitutionally protected free speech and free exercise rights in the First Amendment. If they don't give those up, then not only are they going to end the civil suit, but they're going to be punished by the government. And so I don't agree that she should be forced to provide that service, as well as many other businesses that around this state as well.
Well, I think we also need to look at what the logical conclusion is here. What the caller basically said is you don't have any conscience rights if you enter into a business arrangement of any kind. Look, if I'm a let's say I have a business where I'm a photographer, and then I create web pages celebrating your event, and I post those online. And Craig Cobb calls me and wants me to do pictures of a rally with swastikas and racist posters in the background and horrible things like that. I shouldn't be forced to do it. That would violate my conscience. It would turn my stomach. Now, what they're basically arguing here is you don't have any conscience rights when you enter into commerce or when you hire somebody. You may not agree or disagree with the situation of a baker and a same-sex wedding or something like that, but we need to respect her conscience rights just as much as we respect the person who says, I won't take pictures and post racist comments online because it violates my sincere religious beliefs or my conscience. And just because I was, entered into commerce doesn't mean I lose my rights. If you follow that logic, also let me point out that would mean Catholic hospitals would have to do abortions. Christian adoption services would have to do gay adoptions. I mean, there's no end to where we go when we say you don't have any religious or conscience rights when you provide services or you hire an employee.
Makes sense. Appreciate the explanation for that previous caller. Again, he can decide. Like he said, I'd do it. I think it's good business. Great, do it. Good business. You don't want to go that. But the question here in my mind is, are you forced to do it? Are you checking your conscience at the door? That's the or expect a lawsuit. That to me is the wake up call here. Lauren and Minot for our guest. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'm calling with sort of a different perspective. I have 20 years experience working as an HR person for the federal government, and I know that the federal government spends a tremendous amount of money having to defend itself against claims of discrimination from employees. And normally we found out that the people who claim discrimination, it was sort of a last-ditch defense against termination for many other kinds of reasons. I can see this, what concerns me about this law is that being a state law, it it causes the state to have to defend all these cases, not defend the discrimination case, but defend against the discrimination claim in court. And it's going to cost the state a huge amount of money in the long haul.
Yeah, let me add in something here, Scott. In my former life, I know I practiced law and handled a number of wrongful termination cases. There's a rule amongst lawyers in wrongful termination cases. If you're representing the employer, you don't go to trial. Even if all the facts are in your favor, you don't go to trial because you will pay. Most often, you settle. You settle because you can't afford the risk. So once they sue, you end up paying.
Yeah, wow. Lauren, good example and from experience. Thank you very much. Jamie and Bismarck for our guests. Go ahead.
Morning. Hey, I've been listening to this for a couple of days and I haven't heard anybody bring this up, but I think what all this is it's the left-wing power grab to get more political clout and power for these gay bullies. Because once this is passed, then they'll just keep passing more stuff to give themselves special privileges over everybody else. I mean, if you follow the money trail, they'll bet you any money they're funded by a bunch of left-wingers. And this is what happens when you elect Democrats and you get a bunch of rhinos in power here. You know, the only true form of discrimination that's acceptable anymore is against heterosexual white males. And I'm getting sick of this, though. Call your representatives and tell them not to pass this, because this is going to be nothing but trouble for us. I can guarantee you that.
Jamie, appreciate the call. Speaking of which, when will the vote happen? What's the latest on the amendment process and when this will get a full vote? What's the latest?
Yeah, the committee is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday committee, and they worked on it yesterday afternoon but did not come to a conclusion on it and didn't vote it out of the committee, so it'll have to go back into committee again next Monday or Tuesday. And probably the earliest that it might be up on the floor of the House would be on Wednesday or Thursday.
And this has passed in the Senate and failed in the House before in previous legislatures. Christopher, is there any reason to believe that the fate will be different for the bill this time?
Scott, I really don't know. The problem here is that it becomes a how do you feel about discrimination vote, and we need to let people know that's not what this is about. You need to vote according to what is a good law. And I think if legislators understand that, it'll be defeated.
Very interesting. Yeah, all right. Well, we appreciate all the time you've given to us on this. Yesterday, at least, the Human Rights Coalition, the ACLU, on their scenarios. We did, by the way, ask them to join again today and also provide some scenarios that this law would fix, which they declined to do, so just so you know. Gentlemen, thanks. Christopher Dodson, North Dakota Catholic Conference, Tom Fire, North Dakota Family Alliance.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal, you can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you in part today by our good friends at MyPillow.com. And if you're struggling through the day here, thinking, gosh, I got to get a better night's sleep, then I encourage you to jot this number down. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott and get yourself a better night's sleep by sleeping on the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. Same one Todd and I sleep on. MyPillow. It has this patented innovation to it where the fill in the pillow is interlocking, and that allows the pillow to adjust to you. It's the easiest way to say it. I mean, you don't have to worry about, it literally have you sleep on your side, on your back, however you sleep, it's going to adjust to you. That's the patent that makes this such a great pillow. Most important thing to you, your health is your sleep. And the most important thing for your sleep is your pillow. And that's where we can help. And we have a heck of a deal. 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you'll get that deal. Or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Check it out. All right, I got to get to Walter and Finley, and then we're going to chat with Dane Jackson, the coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, one of three coaches along with Coach Haxtell, Coach Barry, that has brought the University of North Dakota hockey team for a 13th consecutive season into the NCAA tournament. That's pretty amazing. We'll talk about that in the big weekend at Shields Arena in Fargo in just a second. Walter and Finley, you've been waiting for a while. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello there, Scott. Yeah, hey, I've been listening to this. You know, they're passing more laws and more laws all the time. I think it's time that they quit passing some of these laws and start taking them off the books. We're losing our freedoms little by little all the time, and this country of ours is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. So we're just getting undermined with all these laws. We've lived for 200 years without it, and we could just well not pass some of this stuff. It's just making us lose our freedoms. That'd be my thought.
You're right. We need to think long and hard about it. That's why we spent some time, especially today, on examples of, okay, if we pass this law, what happens, right? The supporters say it'll fix this. And, I'm still not convinced this exists to the extent that they claim it does. I think this is sort of feel-good legislation. But even if we say, okay, you're right, it'll fix that, look at all the problems it causes and what it does to constitutional rights. So that's my big concern. I'm with you, Walter. Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening in Finley today. Call anytime, 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. Dane Jackson, one of the coaches of the University of North Dakota hockey team, with us on What's on Your Mind. Dane, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing, buddy? I'm doing well, thanks.
Fantastic. Good to catch up with you. Dane, of course, played at the University of North Dakota and now coaches at the University of North Dakota. And, while you enjoyed some good time wearing number 24 for the University of North Dakota hockey team, nothing like what this run is now. 13 straight years in the NCAA tournament. I hope folks understand what an accomplishment that is, an incredible feat. Do you think you as a coach and the players realize what a feat this is?
I know it's something that we're proud of. You know, I think it points to the consistency of our program of, you know, the great players that we've had year after year, and great job of coaching that Blazer's done and Hack's done. So, you know, it's something we're definitely proud of. You know, we feel obviously very fortunate with how the program has been built ahead of us to give us, you know, unbelievable facilities and unbelievable kind of track record, and something that we're just trying to live up to and making sure that we're doing as good as we can every day to try to, you know, represent our university and state.
And this weekend, you get an opportunity to host a regional, albeit not at the home arena, but in North Dakota nonetheless, at Shields Arena. What are you most looking forward to about the venue this weekend?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. You know, we got in last night, and Hack and I were walking down the tunnel in Bubs and just kind of say, this is pretty cool. You know, being able to be an hour from home and have so many people excited about having a regional in our area, it is really exciting. I think our guys have kind of had it circled all along the way throughout the year. You know, we've worked extremely hard to, you know, get a good seed and get to be here in Fargo. So there's a lot of excitement, I think, around the program. And to have it in this venue is pretty cool. Seeing people tenting out front to get some of the tickets that were turned back by the other teams is neat. And we're extremely excited about it. We know it's a big advantage to be able to be here with our crowd. And we're looking forward to playing our best game tomorrow night.
Be a lot of green in Shields Arena, as there always is. I mean, with the greatest fans in college hockey, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing our support from our state for our team, and we feel indebted to them, and no question, our guys. You know, whenever we talk to guys, I always talk to our seniors that kind of do exit interviews after it's all said and done, and I think they really. A lot of guys come to our program hand out with the dream of being NHLers. You know, it's a lot on what we recruit on of the development side of hockey, and that's great. But I think pretty soon after, once they get here, they realize how important, you know, Sioux hockey is to the community and people around here. I think it really is something that inspires and motivates and makes guys want to stay longer and play harder for our crest and university because of how much – you know, how much care and how much passion there is around the program. I think it really resonates to our guys to say, hey, this is something bigger than me, and it's pretty important and quite a privilege to be able to play here. And I think it's something that really helps us and makes our players, you know, compete and day-to-day work on their games to, you know, become as good as they can be.
All right, so before we talk about what you face this weekend in this tournament on the road to the Frozen Four, let's just look back a little bit. You know, I mean, a lot of UND faithful said, gosh, what happened? You know, NCHC tournament, you guys work so hard all year long and obviously win the league, and then to go there and not have the performance you want, what happened?
Yeah, that was we all had that question. You know, we were obviously disappointed by our you know, by our effort and our performance and execution level. You know, I know the guys were trying. It seemed like, you know, we weren't real sharp. That first game was kind of a slugfest against Mankato as far as a real defensive game. Ice was pretty poor quality. Obviously, it was poor quality for both teams. You know, no excuses. It was just kind of an ugly game with a real defensive kind of stature to it, and we didn't make enough plays. We kind of had that bad letdown for 30 seconds, but in a couple goals. So it's kind of a game where you're really trying to create offense and get going. It was hard to play against. They had a lot of guys back. They played a real strong defensive game, and it was kind of one of those ugly games that we couldn't, you know, make enough good offensive plays to get one. And then we weren't really that disappointed with how we played. It was just kind of a, you know, kind of an ugly game and didn't make enough plays. You can't really say to the guys, oh, you got to score. You know, you can work and you got to create chances, and we just didn't get the job done. Our second night against Denver, you just, I don't know, that was probably one of our worst games. We just weren't mentally sharp, weren't ready to play. Just a bad game. I think it's one of those ones where we obviously watch the tape, but it's kind of one where we kind of, I think it's a bit of an anomaly. We played really solidly and well and consistent all year long, and that game we just were not good at all. So I think it's one of the ones we're going to kind of trash, and we've had a real good week of practice, and we're excited. We know our guys will be ready to play and ready for this game against Quinnipiac.
I've heard a lot of fans that have said, you know what, I'm glad it happened. Get that dud out of the way. I mean, is there something to that?
You know, I think there is a little bit. As far as the, you know, we always say adversity, you know, kind of wakes you up and sparks you and make sure that you're kind of ready for the next one. When we've had lots along the way, and one of the hack sayings is, you know, we got to always make sure that we learn something we can improve and get better from. And sometimes when you're just rolling along, you know, you don't even realize it, but sometimes your game's slipping a little bit at times, and you're still getting wins. So, you don't really say, it's not a critical instance. Yeah, we won, but even though we didn't play that great, where I think this weekend really kind of snaps into shape where, you know, we had an outstanding week of practice, and guys are dialed in, and guys are on the edge and focused, and I think it gets everybody's attention. Obviously, that's not the standard that's expected from us around here, and we understand that. So, fair enough. We'll take it as a learning experience and make sure that we're ready to go here in our biggest weekend of the season.
Let's talk about the opponent you'll face tomorrow night in Quinnipiac. Obviously, not had a chance to play them anywhere near as much as some of the other folks in the NCAA field this year, so that's a little bit of a disadvantage, but that's name of the game this time of year. You don't know who you're going to face, so what do we know about them? What do you expect?
Yeah, they got a real good skill level. You know, they're not an overly big team or overly physical, but got a lot of guys that can make plays. Really well coached. Rand Hecknold does a great job with them. They some different systems. You know, they really clog up the neutral zone. They kind of have a one up, three guys across the blue line, and one guy kind of deep in their zone going back for chip pucks. So that's one thing that we're going to have to really adapt to. If we're going to put pucks in, we have to be going after extremely hard because they have kind of one guy cheating back to that situation. So they have a lot of good structure and really strong defensively kind of in their team game of how they play the game. Their penalty killing is one of the best in the country. They're at 88%. So they have some good offensive players, but they got a real good team structure. So that's the reason they've been a top team in college hockey for the last, probably at least 5, 6, 7 years here. They've been up in the ranks. And so some people don't know their name that much, but we definitely do and respect the job they've been doing and where their program's been going in the last almost decade now.
And but what kind of preparation goes into just giving the team an idea of what to expect? Obviously, again, when you play a team a few times throughout the year, you kind of get a rhythm down. But these guys, I agree with you, rock solid program and been darn good, and not one to take lightly at all. But obviously, this team hasn't played Quinnipiac, have they?
No. Last time we played them, I think when it was Johnny Tavis and Osh were sophomores.
That was quite
a while ago.
It's been a few years, even though they've been darn good. So how do you prep them? What do you do?
Yeah, we watched a lot of video on them. Talked to people maybe that have played against them and our contacts and some of the ins and outs of what they do. But mainly watch shape, and we go over that with our guys. Hey, here's some of the key tendencies that's a little bit different they do. And then we might even practice some of those situations that they do structure-wise. But to be honest, you know, we are always, we got to identify their key players. We got to identify some of their key tendencies and how they play in their structure. But we really always drive on and grind on our guys to be playing the best that we can play. You know, we gotta make sure that we're playing our system as well. We're playing fast. We're playing sharp. We're mentally going as good as we can be. And if we really play our systems well, we'll give a little bit of time and energy and making sure that we're countering some of the things that they're doing. But most importantly, we gotta be playing fast, playing our game well, and executing at a high level in what we do, and then we always think we have a great chance to win if we do that.
Well, best of luck. Going to be a fun one. It's exciting, historic. First time this happened in Fargo, obviously, in an NCAA regional, and historic also in the sense that it's another one, 13th consecutive. Absolutely incredible. So best of luck to Coach Haxtell and Barry and the entire crew there. We'll see you this weekend, Dane.
Thanks, Daniel. I appreciate you having me on at all.
You bet. Good to talk to you. UND hockey coach Dane Jackson with us on What's On Your Mind. All right, we're going to take a run through our other hot topics of the day here in our final segment. Coming up next on What's On Your Mind, don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottahay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. Look for the red, white, and blue, and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, four items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal. All month long, Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teas are only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? Thursday edition of the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache on Eastside Court in Mandan, North Dakota, right across from the Bonanza there. They're also in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, down in Madison, South Dakota. Check out their website right now, highplainsapache.com. See them and finding some deals here. On the use side, which they always have from time to time. So check that out. There are some sprayers here that are self-propelled. There's some the 2005 Apache AS850 for about $89.7. Good deal there. And there's some, there's the patch equipment here. There's other brands as well. Chemical applications, sprayers, pull-type sprayers, self-propelled sprayers that they've got on here as well. So a lot of different variety. And check them out, highplainsapache.com. You can also, of course, stop in and talk with these folks about any parts you need in the application industry. They've got it. They have the new ET Ag Center, so 50,000 of the best parts in the industry. Chances are you need it. They have it. If they don't, they're going to have it at your door in a day or two. Highplainsapache.com. Call them in Mandan, 701-663-2375. In Frontier at 297-6464 and tell them Scott and Todd sent you.
Okay. Hanno.
You caught that, huh?
What the heck was that about?
Yeah.
Hanno? So,
yeah. Well, that's my nickname. If you were a
Hanno.
Dane Jackson played UND hockey, Fighting Sioux hockey then, thankfully. I was the public address announcer. So you can't be around a hockey team without having a nickname. So it was Hanno for a while. It was Henny for a time back in the Bobek era. And more recently, HD was the moniker. So,
hey, by the way, we came up with a workaround for the whole Fighting Sioux nickname thing. You ready for this?
I will after I tell you what HD stands for. Any ideas?
Sorry.
Hen dog. Yeah.
Hen dog. The hen dog or hen dog.
Exactly right. So, yeah, that's why Dane was calling me, you know. Anyway, those guys, I've been, you know, Dave Haxtall, Dane Jackson, Brad Berry, the coaches, all three of them, just dear friends. Good folks. Rock solid citizens, too. They really are. That whole program is just so amazing. Okay, so what's the workaround? Give me that.
Okay, well, you know, the team we're playing tomorrow night was once known as the Connecticut College of Commerce until 1951.
And now they're Quinnipiac and what?
Which was what?
Right, which you have
or which it. Is a what? What is a Quinnipiac?
Oh, I have no idea. That's a good question.
It is a tribe.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, my Lord.
So yesterday in the afternoon on K-Fire here on the cafe, it came up that all we needed to do, the reason they get to keep that name is they named the school after, as opposed to the nickname of the school.
So we just need to be the University of Fighting Sioux and everything's fine.
Right. If we're Fighting Sioux University or University of Fighting Sioux, either way, UFS.
I like this workaround. It's good enough for Quinnipiac. I'm in. Yeah, let's go for it. Let's do it.
Just now, it's not trying to make fun of a, you know, make fun of a tribal name or something. It's paying tribute to it.
Exactly. A mother of five is looking for money to move her family out of North Dakota. She and her husband and the kids didn't have a good experience here. And, in fact, claims they have experienced...
Should we use the word allegedly in here, by the way?
An insane amount of hostility is what she allegedly claims happened to her and her family. And she says basically the reason it happened is because locals want to push any non-locals out of town. And so says that the car and home were pelted with rocks. Children have been harassed. Nasty notes have been left in the mailbox and been attacked online by angry strangers. She's now saying, hey, if you don't like us so much, give us the money and we'll leave because they don't have the money to leave. And it's a GoFundMe campaign. Details on our website about this. And my questions were, do you believe it happened? Is North Dakota hostile to non-locals? Jamie says, I did not see any of the hostility in Fargo, but out here in the oil patch, the locals are very hostile towards non-locals. Kimberly says, I've not experienced hostility, but it is also not uncommon to experience people wanting to know when non-natives are leaving, even in Bismarck, and there's a definite open prejudice against people from some parts of the country. All right. Michael says, some people in some smaller communities do not like outsiders coming in. It does not stop at just adults behaving negatively. Some students in school act out also. All right. And Derek wanted to know where in North Dakota she lives. Hebron is the place, at least that's what's part of the GoFundMe campaign, is Hebron. A lot of folks weighing in on this. You can do it on our Facebook pages. Check it out, and we'll be talking about that. We asked if it was normal or nuts to camp out overnight for UND hockey tickets in the NCAA tournament. And you know what? Most folks say absolutely nuts, but normal. You know, you do it for season tickets. This person said, I did it for season tickets when I was in school. It was a blast. Nate says, absolutely would if I could have gotten out of work this weekend. Greatest fans in college hockey. Scott says most in line are in line to get tickets to resell for many times their face value. Others disputed that, saying no chance, you can only buy two tickets. Who would stand in line that long just to sell two tickets? They're not going for that much anyway right now. I guess the price has come down a little bit now. They were going for like 500 tickets, now about $200 to $300 for all session tickets. So coming down quite a bit as well. We also asked you about your thoughts on the Bo Bergdahl case. Also, whether or not you believe it's terrorism that brought down that plane in France. Keep those going, and we'll see you tomorrow, continuing on all of these conversations on What's on Your Mind. We are out of time for today, and a busy one it was. See you, Todd.
See you, Heno. Henog. You are
God
so hip,
you,
man.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.